Sheikva mezuzah b'chol shari beisa, hamachiyav mezuzah. You should put a mezuzah wherever a mezuzah is mechiyav. I just want to read you the lashon of the Rambam, the end of Perek Vav in Hilchos Mezuzah. Halacha Yud Gimel. Chayav adam lehizor b'chol mezuzah, b'nei shehi chayves hakol tamid. First, have to be very careful. Mezuzah, it's a chiyav. Chol eishi yikones chiyav. Chol eishi yikones. Every time a person goes into the house, v'yetzeh, he goes out of the house, yifka b'yichud shmer shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees the mezuzah is yichud Hashem. V'yizkar avosah, he'll remember, and there's mitzvah hafta, you remember the yichud of Hashem, remember the avu. V'yeyar mishinosah, he'll wake up. The same Lashon Hara uses by Tzvi Sharifa, he'll wake up from his sleep. Mishkiyosah, his mistake, behavli has man, that he's getting involved in the world, the wasting his time in the world. Getting involved in the olam hazeh, v'yeder she'ein shom davar oimid lo olam ulom elamim. There's nothing which exists forever. Al yediyas tzur ha olam, except for the awareness of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and the yediyah of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ziyadu chayzer the daitay, he'll go back to where he really belongs. V'harlech bedarchi mishor, and he'll go on the right path. Amar chachamim kol mi sheyesh la tefillin b'roishay u'bezroyay. Person has tefillin on his head and his arm. It sits on his bag. Mezuzah b'piskoi, and he has a mezuzah on his doorway. Muchsuk lo shalo yechta, he's guaranteed he won't tuchet. Shor yesh lo maskirim rabbi, he has many things to remind him. Ve'hein heim ha-malochim, shemitzilim ha-sam milachta, and these are the malochim where Kosh Baruch Hu sends to person. Rosh sends malochim. So what are the malochim? So we picture angels. It says, malochim are Kosh Baruch Hu's messengers. The mitzvahs are Kosh Baruch Hu's messengers to help us not to duchet. Shenemar ha-chayna malach Hashem sariv le-yirov, ba-yechal tzeim. Russian puts a malach around you to be careless you, to remove you from your tzara. That's Lashon the Rambam. So again, we mentioned yesterday this idea that a person needs maskirim. A person has a godly service and he's overwhelmed and he says he's going to do it right. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's a dusha Hashem Mimotzah, the Russian opens up a person's heart, he feels convinced and clear, and he knows what he wants to do with his life and he's ready to do it and he's all excited. And we all know, you know, there's a joke in the belt called New Year's resolutions. You know, there's a resolution or a joke. Why? Because they don't last. So what are we going to do to make sure that ours lasts? So we said we're so convinced and we're so clear and there's no shyness about it. We all know, but it comes Hanukkah time, it's not the same. So a person needs to create in his system. His service is not enough. A person has to create, put it into the Maisa. He has to have something out there which is going to maintain it. A person has to turn to the Maisa. A specific Kabbalah that he does. A person turns to Maisa, some type of learning that he's going to do. A person turns to Maisa, some type of an area where he's going to work on. But just the idea, as much as it's wonderful and it's important, and it gives us a chance to air out our heads. The Russian gave him a ton of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. You push it, air out your heads, and you're going to get confused over the year what's really important, what's not so important. Comes Yom Kippur, you reconnect. What's really important in life? What do you really want to do with your life? What would you really like to be? Where would you really like to go? And you define your goals, etc. But we know it's not going to last. That clarity is not going to last. And the Yetzer Hara comes along and just plays the game with you. It says, you know, yeah, you'll make a Kabbalah Motzi Yom Kippur. You know, Motzi Yom Kippur, and after Yom Kippur, you sit down with all of your decisions you made over the last days, you're going to write them down. Well, Yom Kippur, you have to be very busy, you know. Like, you know, so then we'll make it the next day, you know, but it's gone. Don't wait till Motzi Yom Kippur to write down your Kabbalahs. You know, wait till Motzi Yom Kippur to write down in your diary, you know, what you came to the conclusions, the things you really want, you recognize about yourself, and the areas you need to work on. Don't wait till Motzi Yom Kippur. A person should come into Yom Kippur with this piece of paper. If you come into Yom Kippur with it in his, you know, written down, a cheshbon. He sat down and he thought about himself. What am I? Where am I? Where am I going? What are my milas? What are my chesronos? What are my strengths? What are weaknesses? What are the areas that I have? I see I'm doing well in, and I need to maintain them. What are the areas which I am weak at? And then my person might, you know, say he's not 100% sure. Take the piece of paper and go to a chaver. You know, good chaver. Take a piece of paper, go to a rebbe. Take off a little time and think. It takes time. And person, you know, Mr. Sharma says in that the first step of his ladder as a hero is it means pasha cheshbon. He says the big people who have businesses every day they sit and they make a cheshbon. End of the day, how do we do today? What can we do better tomorrow? The people which are successful, the seven habits of highly successful people is that they sit and they make calculations of where they're going. Where do I want to go? How am I doing? That's then, you know, being mafashish b'maisa, and it takes time. person during before Rosh Hashanah, hopefully, if not during Seder Mitzvah, a person sits down, gives himself some time, and he thinks. Not learning Musa, you're not talking about learning Musa, you're also thinking. Ayin Rosh Hashanah itself is also good, the person should think. You know, I once asked the guy after Yom Kippur if he did tshuva. He says he was too busy davening, he didn't have time to do tshuva. It's true, you know, it's a nice long davening. There's all these beautiful piyutim, you know, everybody singing, etc. You know, when are you going to have time to think? On Yom Kippur, you're going to think? We don't have time to think on Yom Kippur. We're busy, you know, doing tshuva. But davening, you know. Person comes, he says, you know, it's not a process which is going to be just jump to it and it's going to happen. You have to make it work. And the Rama says the person gave us certain things along the way which we could use. He gave us the Chofetz Chaim looked at something. So you look at since it's Mantiskeru. He says, how do you remember Mantiskeru? Well, first of all, you have to know the mitzvahs. Before you remember Mantiskeru, you have to know the mitzvahs. So first of all, you have to memorize the mitzvahs. You have to learn the mitzvahs, you know. You have to memorize the mitzvahs. It's supposed to remind you of all the mitzvahs. He says, well, now that it does that, he says, so you have to train yourself when you look at the mitzvahs to remember X amount of mitzvahs. Then you start adding more. I mean, he didn't look at it as some school of the whole thing. You look at it, sitzes, wow, now all of a sudden I stopped doing avers, you know. It was a system. It was a thought process, which he created out of, the Russian gave him sitzes. He says, you know, let's use sitzes. The Russian made a string around the finger, kamat, called sitzes. So, but you have to know what it's supposed to remind you of. That was the way he looked at it. So you don't do a sitzes, don't do a sitzes. That's not my point is sitzes. My point is that he understood that it's not something which is automatic, it's something which needs thought. It needs a system, and it needs cheshbon and nefesh, and it needs. And each person has to know what's again. There's no generics over here. One of the biggest challenges people have is the looking over their shoulder. You know, Pliny's doing it; I should be doing it also. Sefer X says to do it; I should be doing it. Well, Sefer X says any sefer which is written is a generic. It's said generically. I was in this boy. You look at the. I saw it very much. Rav Chatzkel Levenstein Shmuzin. He has extremely powerful shmuzin. I mean, Pasha, you know, every sefer shmuz, you walk away from it like, ah. I once spoke to somebody who was very classical shmuz in yeshiva. He said, you walked out of every shmuz like, you know, you were this big, you know, that was it, you know. It mamish hits you. And you take a look at the written shmuzin, and they're very, very heavy. I don't know, I had a guy in tells, I asked him to learn the shmuzin. I said, you know, you cannot learn the shmuzin, they're going to depress you, and it's not going to good for you. You look at his mechtavim, it's a different person. You know, he says, you know, you're such a wonderful bacher, and you're doing so well, and you should believe in yourself more, and you should have more gaiva. And little gaiva, he said in the shmuz over here, you're gonna, who knows what's going to happen to you if you have gaiva, and he writes a letter, have a little more gaiva. What's the pshat? There's a shmuz you say for the tzibur, and then each individual person needs his direct own personal direction. So we're not talking about, you know, your person opens and says, well, I'll open up a safer and I'll get my answers. I'll open up, what else is doing, I'll get my answers. No, you don't. Swarm can be overwhelming and it looks very good and it's very frum and it's all this thing and then it's not what you need. And that's what you have to do. You have to sit and really think about it. If it's something you don't know, you have to discuss it with somebody. And what happened, you know, the guy who's getting overwhelmed, he's getting doing too much, and the guy's doing a little bit less, and he could doing more. He's being honest with himself, what is really who are you? It's not easy to look in the mirror to see how good you are. Because if you're a good guy, we expect of you something. I'll just tell you it's a very cute story, but my daughter's teacher, this year, so that she has a system, she has pretests, so at the beginning of the year she has like a pretest to see how well the kids do in certain things. And the kids do well, they have to them they put them in like the challenge group and they get extra special challenges. So my daughter comes home with her first spelling test and she got 22 out of 25 right. So she made the cut. She says, no, I don't want to make the cut. This one's wrong. You know? I don't want to have to do the challenge questions also. Rather not to have to do the challenge questions. You know, poor kid, she's stuck now with the challenge questions. So she wants to go back and best of all, but a teacher, please have rachmanis, I shouldn't be in the challenge group, you know. It's not a problem, you know. You look in the mirror and you say, you know, you're a good guy. So that's mechayev to do something. So I'm not so good. I'm not so, you know, I have this problem, I have that concern, I have this thing, I did. We need to know our chesronos. But sometimes we need to know our milas, and sometimes it's easier to see your chesronos than to see your milas. And then we start looking at somebody else has it, and we start saying, let's be like him a little bit. You know, be like, you know, no, let's be like you. Let's see what you have, what you are, who you are. I mean, one of the milas of our yeshiva, I think, is that we don't believe in cookie cutters. Each person individually, each person has gewaldic potential, has gewaldic koyches, is a gewaldic person and needs to become what he's supposed to become. And you can't look at the guy next to you. That's not going to help you. You know, there is a Muslim that everybody does something. You know, you should have the cheshbon, that's the koyche of a tzibur we spoke about, and the koyche of, that's important. But at the same time, don't get lost in it. So there's a lot to think about. A lot to think about. The next 2 weeks, we have a little bit more than 2 weeks. It's this man, when the Bereshim is coming, and he's looking at you, and he's saying, okay, it's a din. What's the din? The din is about, what are your koyches? What are you doing with them? And you're given a life and given koyches for a purpose. Do you recognize the purpose? And what are your koyches and what are you doing with them? Those are the three things that we have to think about. What is the purpose? What are our koyches? And what are we going to do with them? And that's what the din is about. That's what we're judging in Yom Nirvana. We're judged about, do we recognize those three things? Bezer Shem, we'll talk to be, if we do it right, we start now. It's late, but we start now. We have a chance to be Takabizach of a din for ourselves, our mishpachas, and all the klal Yisrael.